The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
These sounds in the background are Uncle Sam's band warming up as Steve Field, who teaches chemistry at the Cab Calloway School of the Arts, has brought in four of his Cabgrass people. From my left to your right, as you're looking at the radio dial, we've got Andrew making the noises on the fiddle and Sebastian making noises on the guitar and Savannah desperately trying to tune her banjo.
Yes.
Banjos can't be tuned. Don't worry about it. Only thing worse is a mandolin, as Max knows, standing immediately behind me and fiddling away. Welcome, Uncle Sam's band. What's the first song you're going to do?
The first song we're going to be playing today is Long Journey Home. Sebastian and Savannah are going to be singing on this, so let's do it.
$2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. Cloudy in the west and it looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys, looks like rain. Cloudy in the west and it looks like rain. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, I'm on my long journey home. Black smoke arising and surely is a train, surely is a train, boys, surely is a train. Black smoke arising and it sure looks like a train, I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill, I'm on my long journey home. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. Starting into raining and I've got to go. Got to go, boys, got to go. Starting into raining and I've got to go. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, I'm on my long journey home.
Good job, good job. You guys don't study bluegrass music at Cab Calloway School of the Arts now, do you?
No.
Well, we have an activity period. Yeah, we do have a bluegrass class.
like a bluegrass, a little 30-minute section every other day.
So what are you actually studying?
Oh, yeah, I'm studying vocal currently.
I'm studying in the orchestra.
So Andrew and Max, you're in the strings program as well?
I study vocal music and piano.
Yeah, I hear on the word on the street is you're pretty good at tickling the ivory, Savannah.
Yes.
Yeah, have you ever tried to play for any dances, like with these two strapping young fiddle players?
No, not yet.
We got to get that arranged. We got to get the arranged. That's just so much fun. I'm going to pick on you next, Max, because I know you the best. Your dad and I were in a band together with the Plywood Cattle Company, and are you going to end up being a fiddler by trade, or are you going to be like your dad, a chemist who dabbles in music, or your mom, a librarian who dabbles in music?
I think I'll dabble in music, but we'll see what happens. But yeah. I'll definitely dabble in music.
Sebastian, what about you? Are you thinking of a career in music, or...?
Well, I mean, I've got two bands going on, right? This wonderful band right here, and I've got my punk rock band going on.
You're in a punk rock band as well?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about this.
Okay, my band's called The Subterraneans, and it's all kids that go to CAB. It's me, my friend Peter, my friend Sam, and my friend Gavin, and we play gigs around Wilmington sometimes.
What I think is really cool about CAB Calloway School of the Arts is that you guys are encouraged to like sort of form student groups like this.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like Max, you're in another one?
Yeah, I'm in a band with my friend Zoe. We've done a few gigs so far, but yeah.
But that's more of a folk song kind of thing?
Yeah, it's much more vocal and not as high energy. Yeah.
Andrew, are you still on your world tour?
Well,
yes.
Partially, but other than this band, I have another band called the Psycho Exploding Orangutans, made up of myself and another fiddle player, Isabella Gorman from Virginia, who's also great, and a fantastic banjo player from Front Royal, Virginia. So we tour in the Virginia and West Virginia area playing at events.
And you did quite well at Clifftop this year.
Yes, I placed first in youth at Clifftop and
youth fiddle.
Youth fiddle at Galax.
Wow. That's very cool. And all of you did pretty well at the Sea Witch Festival in October, right?
Yeah. All right. They had a youth competition for mandolin, and there was the first, second, and third place, right? Only two people signed up who were actually pretty legit about playing mandolin. So I was like, hey, it's $10 if I win third place. So why did I go up there and play Happy Birthday? No, what did I play? I played...
Boil 'em cabbage down. I'm playing rugby with grandma.
I'm playing rugby with grandma. It was just both. They were both. Boil 'em cabbage down, but one was in a different key.
Your dad and I used to go to some fiddle contest together, and my favorite day was when we went to the Deer Creek Fiddlers Convention, where your dad placed, I think, third in bluegrass and second in old time fiddle, and I backed up someone playing. Took fourth place in mandolin. Someone else took second in old-time banjo. I mean, those things are, contests are a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. The Sea Witch contest is a very good one. I won the youth category first place 2 years in a row, the past 2 years.
On fiddle?
Yeah, on fiddle. And this band actually won the youth band competition. They were the best bluegrass youth band in the state of Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the Sea Witch Festival, yes.
So did you compete in adult fiddle at Sea Witch?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes. And this past year, well, 2 years ago I judged at the Sea Witch, and this year I won first in adult at Sea Witch.
Well, to you, Savannah, did you compete as an individual?
I did compete, and I placed second in the banjo category.
I still didn't get my money for that, you know.
Oh, I do owe him some money on that.
It's really important you need to tip your rhythm musicians.
Yes.
Yep. I'm not inclined to, you know, help you out again, you know.
Yeah, Sebastian did a good job backing me up on fiddle. Yeah. I paid him.
He paid me.
Yep.
See, Savannah.
Well, we're having a good time goofing around here, but why don't you guys do another song or tune? What are you going to do next? You going to do Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Tell us about this.
Oh, this is Big Rock Candy Mountain, and it's kind of this like old 20s blues recording that was prominent in the movie Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and I found it really nice. So here it is.
Cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, and the rain don't fall, and the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you'll never change your socks. And the little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe, and the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
A neat arrangement of that. Did you guys come up with it, or did Mr. Field do that?
I brought the idea to the table, and then
good job, Sebastian.
We did the thing.
Because I'm used to that being crashing up tempo, like you're singing about to hop a freight train or something. And that's real cool. You managed to do it that way.
Yeah,
came out real nice. As long as I've mentioned Mr. Fields, Steve, why don't you step up to the microphone for just a minute and tell us. What's going on? What is this Cabgrass thing that you have created at the Cab Calloway School of Arts? And you're a chemistry teacher of all things.
Yes, we have a lot of talented students, and we formed a group that meets during an activity period, as was mentioned, and we're learning how to play bluegrass, and we play at a couple of the festivals regionally. We have some students who are not even music students who are members of Cabgrass. And they come in all different talents and abilities from people who are probably going to go into this professionally, like Andrew, down to some sixth graders who are just beginning to learn how to play their instruments.
So you've got sixth graders all the way through 12th graders.
That's correct. And in fact, we're one of the few groups that meets that has both the middle school and the high school together.
I know it's a big hit at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival when Steve and all of his kids take the stage.
Yeah, we have a great time doing that every year. We've done it for several years in a row, and in fact, we launched there initially, and it was pretty exciting for us. We had a couple of songs that we did with some of the professional performers in the festival.
You guys that are sitting in the studio with me now, Savannah, you're a 8th grader?
No, I'm in 7th grade. I just had my 13th birthday.
Max, you and Sebastian are?
Yeah, we're in 10th grade at CAB.
Yeah, we're both in 10th grade.
Yeah, Sebastian's a vocal major and I'm a strings major.
I'm in 9th grade and I'm turning 15 in February.
I think it's really cool that not only does your school have this program, because, I mean, in the strings program, you're being introduced to the classical repertoire. In the vocal, you're being introduced to a lot of jazz and...
Well, in my main vocal class, we're being introduced to lots of Broadway, but also lots of classical in different languages. Like, I have to prepare for my Italian solo. And also later, probably in 4th marking period, I'm going to have to prepare for my French solo.
A lot of good mandolins and guitars are being made in Italy these days. So learn the language.
Yes, of course.
Well, you know mandolin means out of tune in Italian, right?
If we're going to start that, but Savannah's too sweet for us to start telling the banjo jokes.
Okay.
Sebastian, what happened?
Pick.
I have an extra pick.
You have an extra pick?
I have lots.
Oh, wow.
We're goofing around here, but let's go ahead and, Andrew, what are you guys going to play next? You got an old Bill Monroe fiddle tune picked out?
Yes. We are going to play Jerusalem's Ridge.
Ooh, this is my favorite. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I messed up.
No, you didn't.
I thought that was great, guys. That was really good. Good work. Twin Fiddles. Well, I got to ask you guys each to step up to the microphone and tell us, tell our listening audience here at WVUD, what are you listening to right now? Savannah, you want to go first?
I don't think she wants to go first. I'll go first. Yeah. Well, I'm listening to you right now.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Right now, I listen to a multitude of things. I'm listening to a lot of, lots of new music. Not like big, like famous Pro Tools new music. Yeah, like all the stuff you hear on the popular radio right now. But like, just new bands. Like lots of different music that you is kind of unique. Like, for example, Tame Impala, which just released their new album. They're different. They're kind of, it's kind of like rock. It's kind of basic rock, but like super dreamy, super psychedelic at the same time. And it's really nice.
Andrew?
I personally think that most music written after the 1990s is pretty lame. So I mostly listen to 60s, 70s, and 80s when I'm just hanging around, like, classic rock, and then I also listen to a lot of newer fiddle music, like from a lot of younger people that have graduated from Berkeley that I'm friends with and I know, such as Nate Leith, Jeremy Kittle, and Casey Dreesen, a lot of jazz fiddle and old-time fiddle.
Also, I'm super into Sonic Youth and lots of alternative grunge and such.
Savannah, are you an alternative grunge kind of gal?
I'm not. I like listening to like a lot of the like classic rock, 90s music.
You know,
I like listening to both.
Max, what about you? What are you listening to?
Currently, I got into Tony Rice. I found a bunch of Tony Rice recordings that I really like. So I love listening to his flat picking. But I'm listening to a lot of Bill Monroe. My favorite artist is Del McCoury. I love the Del McCoury band and the Traveling McCoury's.
Like,
I see them all the time at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, and I've seen them a couple times at Delaware Valley.
No grunge for you?
Sorry, Sebastian, but no.
Yeah, I'm kind of unique in this group with my tastes in music. But don't you like the Grateful Dead? I like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead, of course. That's a mutual feeling among all of us.
Savannah, are you a deadhead as well?
That's not a mutual feeling.
Not really. I haven't listened to much Grateful Dead.
I don't like Axl
Rose. Well,
I don't like Axl Rose.
Just to tell one story before you do your last song. When my son was born, Max's dad took me and my son's mother out on her first outing after she'd given birth. And where did we go? To a Grateful Dead concert in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. That was Max's dad's gift to us, which was really cool.
Wait, when was that?
1989. All right. Well, enough of this goofing around. We got one last thing I'd like to have you all play, Andrew and Sebastian and Savannah and Max, and we're gonna have Mr. Field join you on this one.
All right.
Savannah, are you telling us what we're gonna be hearing?
Yes. The last song we're gonna play is called "God Leads Your Children Along," and it's a hymn.
It's a who?
It's a him, not a her.
It's a her. It's a she.
His dear children along. mount where the sun shines so bright. God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
Great. Thank you so much. Uncle Sam's band. Four members of Cabgrass. Four of Steve Field's students from the Cab Calloway School of the Arts. Thanks for coming in to the music room on WVUD.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the music room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of the Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, dot UDEL, U-D-E-L, dot E-D-U, slash TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Hey, this is Lee Gibson of the Gibson Brothers, the good-looking one, the smart one. You're listening to 91.3 FM WVUD and WVUD HD1, Newark, Delaware.